Here's a thought I'll title, Photographing is not the same thing as making art. And notice that I said photographing, the process of being out there with the camera. A photograph, of course, can be art. But when we're out there with the camera photographing, in the process of making captures or exposing negatives, that's not the same thing as making art, which I think I can illustrate pretty easily. As of this morning, I have just over 200,000 digital captures in my Lightroom catalog. Does that mean I have 200,000 pieces of artwork? Of course not. So obviously, there's a process involved that converts the raw material in a capture or a negative into artwork. So let me ask, precisely, at what point in the process does the digital capture sort of transmogrify into artwork? Precisely, at what moment does that happen? I think answering that question has something to tell us about our process, about creativity, about the art life. Does the raw capture become artwork when you finish processing the image? So it's a digital file. It's on your computer. Or does it become a finished piece of artwork when you make a print? But is making a print always a finish? It isn't for me. A lot of times I make a print which I end up throwing away, probably more often than the ones I keep, because I can't know if I have it right until I see the print, hold it in my hand, and assess it. And oftentimes that print is not finished artwork. Does it become artwork then when you sign it, as though that's some indication that this is approved, that you think this is finished, that this is as good as you can do it? Well, maybe. But what if you don't make a print at all? What if you use the image in, say, a PDF, or you put it on your website? Or does it become artwork the moment you say, perhaps to yourself, it's finished? Quod erat faciendum, Latin for I'm done. But then what happens if you look at it the next morning, the next week, the next year, the next decade, and you think, well, maybe I'm not done. Maybe there's something I could do either with new tools or with new ideas or with new expertise or with new techniques. So does signifying you're done always mean that you're ultimately done? I think to some degree, this is a particularly unique problem for photographers, because we're out in the world with our cameras capturing all kinds of things which we may never finish. Matter of fact, the vast majority of which we'll probably never finish. But understanding when it's finished and precisely when the artwork becomes artwork can be an incredibly important realization or strategy or commitment on our part about calling something done and essentially saying to the world, this is the best I can do, which is what led me ultimately a number of years ago to change my attitude about PDFs, which in the old way of thinking, sort of 20th century thought, a PDF or a book or a poster was a reproduction of the artwork. The original print was the artwork. But what if it doesn't go to print? Can't we say, without much of a stretch anyway, that using an image in a PDF is an original, if that's the only way it's actually manifest in a finished form? I love going out into the world with my camera and spending time in the environment or an interesting location, exploring light, exploring subject, exploring weather. That's fantastic. I love it. But I know that I'm not making art when I'm out there. What I'm actually doing is capturing the potential to make artwork later on, long after I've made the capture. And I think for each of us, we need to decide when that capture transforms into finished artwork, because it'll make a difference in how we think about what it is that we produce. For lots and lots of photographers, a signed print is the end of the art-making process. For others, and I count myself in this group, the finished artwork is when, whatever media I choose to use, I say, this is done. This is as good as I can make it. This expresses my feelings as well as I can possibly do at this time. Now, maybe later down the road I might do a second edition or a revised version. But I think it is important in the art life to put periods at the end of sentences and say, okay, this is now done. And that is clearly not a function of clicking the shutter, but is a point in time that each of us has to decide for ourselves when something is done, and then somehow devise a way to communicate that to the world so that when we share our work, they know it's done.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.